Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Mannarino. Thursday, February 1st, 2024. Sit back and relax, people, because here we go. You and I have been discussing for quite a long time now the plans that the United States has had now for quite a while to draw Iran directly into a new war, get the United States people to back another war, using every manner of deception possible. So we've been watching a very interesting set of dynamics play out. Are you watching the 10-year yield this morning? It is coming down still. The market realizes, and so do you and I, it's being priced in, that there's going to be, well, a prolonged war between the United States and Middle East nations, Iran specifically. This is being done deliberately to send a message to the BRICS nations: do not threaten the petrodollar. I've covered this at length, and it's playing out exactly as we said it would. I want you to listen to this piece of news here. This is from NBC, and again, this is I don't think out of the realm of what you and I would have expected, but let's go over this real quick. So, U.S. retaliatory attacks against Iran-backed militias will be a campaign. Campaigns are done during war. So, we are at war. Okay, just so you know, real quick. So, U.S. retaliatory attacks against Iran-backed militias will be a campaign, not just a one-off. A campaign that could last for weeks, said U.S. officials. The targets are expected to include Iranian targets outside Iran, which is nonsense. There will be attacks inside Iran. And how do we know that? The operation will involve both strikes and cyber operations. Cyber operations will be carried out inside Iran. Tehran has warned it would respond decisively to any attack on its territory or interests. This is the best part. After President Joe Biden said he had decided how to retaliate for the drone strike attack in Jordan that killed three American service members. As you know, he didn't decide a damn thing. You and I have discussed at length from weeks and weeks ago how this was being planned at the Pentagon. They are picking a right time to do this, more than likely off-market hours, probably beginning this weekend. We'll see how this plays out. So what we have here, again, is a declaration of war without a declaration. We don't declare war anymore. This is a campaign. And again, campaigns are carried out during war. Okay, so there's your clue real quick. And this is not going to stop. This is apparently going on for weeks. It's going to go on, and it's going to expand. You have to understand, at its core, again, people, what is happening. We are in a full-blown liquidity crisis. The system is drying up. Even though we are awash in debt, I'm going to repeat myself, even though we have more debt today than we've ever seen before in the history of the world, there's not enough of it. The debt-based system is a vicious machine that must be fed with more and more debt just to function at its current level. Actually, in order to function at its current level, debt must be added exponentially. It cannot stay static. So this mechanism of war, as you well know, is a way to pull more cash into the system, and they will kill as many people as they have to. I've already told you, they will wipe out half the world's population to maintain. The Federal Reserve will do this to maintain the U.S. dollar as the world reserve status. They don't want this threat from the BRICS nation to BRICS alliance here to play out. You and I discussed the threat here from, I don't know, when we first heard about this a long while ago. We already knew the wheels were in motion here. And it will not be allowed. This thing really got kicked off earlier this year when you had Iran and Saudi Arabia, OPEC nations, joining the BRICS alliance. And this is, again, a direct threat to the petrodollar. See, people aren't being told this. They can't be told this. No, people have no idea what's happening or why it's happening. They're being told, oh, this campaign is going to be carried out now because they killed three service people. Oh, yeah, that's what happened. Anyway, it's so much deeper than that, so much uglier than that, so much more disgusting than that. And again, you know, what Gerald Celente says, when all else fails, they take you to war, that does play true to a large degree. But war is the goal here. It's not just when everything fails. It's always the same repetitive pattern over and over again. War does more to empower the military-industrial complex than any other endeavor on Earth. It creates the need for borrowed dollars more than any other endeavor on Earth. And right now, with the current situation here and how this is unfolding, and you and I have covered this since for over 10 years now, this neo-feudal system, this is their endgame. And this is what they've been working towards to make it happen, a completely new system. How many of you recall this guy explaining we're going to have a whole new set of rules and a whole new paradigm? I mean, go back as far as you want to go. I've been telling you this for years and years and years. That's what's happening here, clearly. And this is going to go on and on. As we covered at the end of last year, war in 24, this is going to expand. This is World War III. And it's just unfortunately something that's being forced onto the people of the world. And there's going to be a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, unfortunately. But that does not mean that this stock market isn't going higher. As a matter of fact, you could expect the stock market to go much higher on the back of this. This is a mechanism to enrich the 1 in 2%. As President Trump himself said specifically, a higher stock market only helps the rich, although he loves the higher stock market. He loves to help his friends and himself, of course. You know how this works. Anyway, that's just the way it is. Doesn't matter what freak sits behind the Resolute Desk. I'm not picking on President Trump. I'm just telling you that they're all part of the same mechanism. Do you really believe that Biden, it's his decision, a prolonged retaliatory campaign against Iranian targets? That was his decision. He came up with this master plan to do this. The man can't walk and chew gum at the same time. He's brain dead. Absolutely. But this is again, this has been planned out a long time ago. You think this just came out of the blue? In case you don't know, the Federal Reserve is responsible for everything. The economy, the financial system, the financial markets, the expansion of war. They have the United States military, including its nuclear arsenal, at their disposal. At their disposal. They are the enforcement arm of the Federal Reserve, the U.S. military. Oh, yes. Most people have no idea how this works. Not even members of the military or prior members of the military. I was Navy. You all know that. I had no idea at the time. You know, you're not told these kinds of things. You know, you wake up to it all at one time here. Anyway, let's look over here at the markets. 10-year yield dropping like a rock, despite the fact that the Fed said yesterday there not in any real rush to cut rates, for which they will. It's a fact. It's a lock. It's a lock. And that mechanism is going to suppress rates, open a doorway for more cash to make its way into the stock market. It's also going to vastly, vastly expand global debt. So you tell me, what do you want to do? You want to bet against the debt, become your own central bank, hold hard assets, silver, my most favorite asset of all times, physical silver. People ask me all the time, hey, Greg, what about, you know, the derivative? Forget, I don't touch that stuff. You want to play with the derivative? Go ahead. All right. I want to hold the physical asset in my hand. Okay. Gold, my second favorite asset of all time. Platinum and palladium, both an equal third. Commodity exposure. This is what you need moving forward. You know that. I put out multiple newsletters, free newsletters to all of you, link in the description below, with exchange-traded funds that will give you exposure to commodities. Stay long the stock market, buy the dips moving forward. As long as, remember the thing I held up for you yesterday? As long as they keep rates suppressed. In this rate suppression cycle, we haven't seen anything yet. Anything. It's going to be epic moving forward. Count on it. People, look, today is the first of the month. On the first of every month, I ask you to support my work. Hey, Greg, you're doing a great job. $5. That's all I ask for. $5. And I really do hope you choose to support my work. I got your back, and I know you got mine. So to support my work, there are several links in the description of this video. You can click on those, one of those. Even like cryptocurrencies. All right. I'll take that too. So anyway, please do support my work. I got your back. And I know you have mine as well. I will see all of you later. And we'll talk more about this. All right, 4:05 p.m. Eastern for my live stream. And that's all.